Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the toughest folks I know, those that head outside every single morning, regardless of the weather, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I'll tell you what, based upon the many years I worked outside at the stockyards, last week had to be as challenging weather-wise as any for a long time. Personally, and I learned this from a cattle friend in the Amherst country, I get up in the morning, I check the projected high temperature for the day, I drink coffee, listen to the radio while watching the thermometer on the back patio. When it reaches a high for the day, I go outside. Hey, whatever works, right? On another topic, at each annual meeting, we recognize a few folks who have made a difference. I want to do that right now. The Most Valuable Player of the Year award went to Jeff Simprich, our state conservationist. The late Al Mirren of Sioux Falls was recognized with the Excellence in Agriculture Award. Representative Kent Peterson, who farms near Salem, received the Legislative Leadership Award. Finally, Jarrett Renshaw of Reuters News was honored with the Public Outreach Award. To each one, we say thanks and congratulations. Well deserved. One of the highlights of the annual meeting was Eric Snodgrass, co-founder of Global Weather and Climate Logistics. In his professional experience, he has found that much of the weather information farmers receive is not particularly beneficial. That's why he and his colleagues specialize in short-term and seasonal forecasts that affect agriculture during the growing season. They believe that forecasts of 1 to 15 days can be a valuable tool to help farmers. Even then, and I'm quoting, Mother Nature is going to do her best to toss a monkey wrench at us. Interestingly, based upon 70 years of weather data, they believe that overnight low temps are warmer, that it's wetter on the whole than 10, 20, 30, or even 50 years ago. They also believe that overall, South Dakota corn farmers can expect to see more favorable weather conditions happening more frequently. Eric Snodgrass is fascinating. You can access a lot more of his comments by visiting sdcorn.org and just go to the blog. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your work and thanks for what you do.